speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at what is ahead. You know, all the time, my job really is to be the lookout for you. I do reconnaissance. I report. We've got some things that are coming up, though. We've got some leaders that we're going to highlight. General Flynn, for example. I said the other day when Sidney Powell said General Flynn had already begun investigating the crooked intelligence agencies, which, by the way, one of the key reasons that I supported President Trump was because of General Flynn and the fact that General Flynn, before President Trump brought him in, had very courageously told us the truth that we all knew. We all knew this from independent investigations. We had videos. We had testimony. We knew that elements in the CIA and the Pentagon were funding ISIS. At the same time, you had Nikki Haley and people like that trying to get us involved further in a ground war there. And so he said, yeah, you know, they're not really serious about getting rid of ISIS. They're giving them money, weapons, equipment, training. They're even bringing people in. And then when Sidney Powell, his lawyer, said, yeah, they came after him because he was going to begin an investigation of that. And now Sidney Powell, his lawyer, said he was targeted because he knew about the billions of dollars that John Brennan and his company, you know, that company that he works for, the CIA company man, that they were running off the books. Folks, when you look at everything that our government is doing, that is in a black budget, right? It's a massive black budget that is now there. As a matter of fact, they continue to shut down more and more areas of the government you're not allowed to see. Now, we're not allowed to edit the Fed. Audit the Fed. Yeah, I want to edit them. I want to edit them right out of our existence. But you can't audit them either. You're not allowed to audit the Fed. You're not allowed to audit the stimulus checks. After that became embarrassing, the Trump administration, the Federal Reserve, you know, Chairman Powell said, no, not going to see anything. We're going to give this to whoever we wish. And you can't even see what we're going to do with the trillions of dollars of the stimulus money. We know who it's not going to. It's not going to small businesses. It's going to very big businesses. So they shut that down. But when you look at the military and what's been going on with this, and especially the intelligence agencies, the black budgets that they have, they have such deep black budgets. And then, of course, they run a lot of things like, you know, the Iran-Contra scam, where they were funding their dirty secret wars, illegal wars, by creating a crack cocaine epidemic. And so when you look at that type of thing, we know that's been going on. Multiple administrations, every political party has been doing it. Both of them, I should say. We only got two, unfortunately. And Republicans and Democrats have both been doing this. General Flynn was going to look at the graft and corruption of John Brennan. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you the lay of the land as to what's going on right now at the front of this war, which is still the lockdown and Fauci, President Fauci, and his war on the American people. Sanctions, economic sanctions against the American people, and imprisonment and destruction of the Constitution and liberty. And he's at it again yesterday. And so we're going to take a look at that crooked fraud. Let me tell you something. There's something going on with him with money as well. It's not just Brennan. Fraud. Fauci is as dirty as they come. You look at his connections with Moderna, with Gilead and Remdesivir and these other things. But we're also today, we're going to take a look at what we do. We've had some great speeches from Tucker Carlson, a great op-ed from General Flynn, even a piece from John MacArthur on Black Lives Matter. And we're going to give you some insight from real leaders as to where we go. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 1st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 107 of America Held Hostage. And we're going to take a look today at how we get out of this. I'm going to first lay out where we are, the latest attack by President Fauci, the greatest enemy of our country, quite frankly. This guy is, John Bolton wants to destroy Iran. We've got to get rid of Fauci. And then we go after judicial tyranny, the Supreme Court and so forth. But folks, right now, he is at the heart of this. The economic sanctions that he enacted against our country, President Fauci did, the fact that he's trying to now escalate them again, same things that you see done to a country that they want to destroy, like Iran. He is doing it to America. He is the enemy of this country. He is as corrupt as they come, as I pointed out at the top of the hour. General Flynn had not only told us the truth about those people who were trying to, the military-industrial complex, the intelligence services, corrupt individuals like Brennan and Obama, that administration. He told us, hey, they're arming ISIS. And he was going to take action on it. That's why they had to get him out in record time. Well, he talked very honestly about that. And now he's written an op-ed piece. We're going to go over that. We're going to take a look at what Tucker Carlson had to say yesterday. He laid out a brilliant strategy that I think you'll find very encouraging. And we also have John MacArthur, a pastor, talking about Black Lives Matter and putting this whole thing in context, because that is a big part of this. But the fundamental aspect, the thing that preceded and underlies this Antifa Marxism, is still and will be the lockdown of America. If Fauci is allowed to destroy our economy, he's already destroyed much of the middle class in a fell swoop. If they keep us in a depression lockdown, it will be the end of America, and we will descend in the civil war that they want to have. Make no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And it'll be based on a misrepresentation of what real human rights are. They will deny the brotherhood of men, and they will deny us. They will divide us, I should say, by race. But let's take a look at what Fauci was saying. It's all over the headlines. See at the top of the Drudge Report. You know, gonna have the siege. 100,000 a day. Let's play the clip. Video clip number two.
Now having 40,000+ new cases a day, I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day.
Would you believe J. Edgar Hoover and 10 of his G-men? How about Tarzan and a couple of his apes?
That should be the response. You should just laugh at this guy. Come on, 100,000 a day. Yeah, really? Well, let's dissect this information that he's putting out there. First of all, as you're saying, the death totals will be concerning. The death totals will be, yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to push death totals, cumulative death totals. Are they real? Can we trust them? We've talked about that. And he says,
The country is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's right. We're going in the wrong direction. Down the drain. That's the direction that Fauci is taking us. Down the drain. And so, as he says, we've got 100,000 cases in one day. He says, the numbers speak for themselves. Let's talk about this, because we had Elizabeth Warren as part of that hearing. Asked him about, you know, where are we going to go? Because, you know, it's all about the death total. Let's run up this total and then scare people with these garbage PCR tests. And once they identify people as having an issue, and I've got an insight from somebody who engaged me on Twitter. I'm very grateful for the information he shared. I'm sorry that he's in the hospital. I don't know what he's in the hospital for. Wish him well. But he said, let me tell you firsthand what's going on in the hospital. He's talking to the nurses, and he's putting that up on Twitter. So if you want to see what he's got to say, I'm going to tell you what he has to say, but you can see what he has to say at my Twitter feed, Libertarian. But Elizabeth Warren pushing this, how bad is it going to get? It's going to get really bad, isn't it? And so she asks Fauci in this hearing that they had yesterday. I want you to hear what they have to say. Video clip number three.
Can you make any kind of estimate on what we're looking at overall on the number of deaths before this is over? You made an estimate back in March.
Yeah, we know about
100,000 and 200,000, but we have a lot more information now, and we're already at 126,000 deaths.
Right. I can't make a estimation, because that would have to be modeled out, because when models are done, and that's where those original numbers came from, Senator, as I've said very often, models are as good as the assumptions that you put into the model.
That's right. Yeah, we all know about that. And see, Fauci and I are on the same page with this. I said at the very beginning, I said, you know, the models are no better than your assumptions. If you got phony assumptions like the increase in CO2 is going to be directly correlated to an increase in temperature, they're going to go up in tandem. And all these said, well, that didn't happen, did it? We had an increase in CO2, did not see an increase in temperature associated with that. Their model assumptions were wrong. And of course, at the very beginning of this, you had Stanford epidemiologist Ioannidis saying their assumptions are nonsense. They're saying every person that gets this is going to give it to 2.3 other people, and it's never going to stop. And of course, we know, going back to Farr's Law, that that doesn't happen. Never has happened. Not with smallpox, not with anything. And that goes back to 1840. And so they had a fundamentally flawed assumption, right? But then, of course, as I pointed out, it's not just that their assumptions were wrong. It was that the Imperial College of London created a computer model to crank through the numbers. It was absolute garbage. You put the same number in and you get different numbers every time you ran the simulation. And they were called on that by the University of Edinburgh. And they said, just run it on a slower computer. I said, what are you talking about? Running it on a slower, your computer software is garbage. So their assumptions are garbage. Their actual coding of the model, the cranking through it, it was garbage. And of course, they didn't have any information to put in it, did they? Because they didn't have a test. They kept telling us, we don't have the test. We'll assume these people have COVID-19, and we'll assume they died from it, not from anything else. And so, yeah, he's back there appealing to the models again. And so we had, in an interview, we had Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick here in Texas, who had something to say directly to and about Dr. Fauci. Video clip number four.
Reality is a lot different. We've had 2,424 people die, and New York has had over 31,000. Even California has had almost three times as much as Texas. And remember, Laura, those two states have been locked down the whole time while we have been open. So locking down doesn't work. If it did, those two states would be doing better than Texas. Fauci said today that he's concerned about states like Texas that skipped over certain things. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We haven't skipped over anything. The only thing I'm skipping over is listening to him. You know, you have a lot of doctors on your show from day one. Your doctors have been right almost every time, and he has been wrong every time on every issue. I don't need his advice anymore. We'll listen to a lot of science. We'll listen to a lot of doctors, and Governor Abbott, myself, and other state leaders will make the decision. No, thank you, Dr. Fauci.
That's right. He has been wrong every single time. And as I've said from the beginning, it is essential that Trump get rid of President Fauci. There has to be a coup in the White House against President Fauci. And he has to be discredited. He can't just be fired and criticized in a tweet. He has to be discredited by people who have been right about this from the very beginning. I played yesterday a Nobel Prize winning scientist, and I also played for you yesterday Bill Gates, saying that people are afraid. It doesn't matter if the government tells them that they can come out. We've got them afraid now. We got them so afraid they won't come out. And we got them so afraid that they're going to demand a vaccine. And they're demanding that drug, remdesivir, that Fauci has been pushing. More on that and what Rand Paul had to say about this yesterday at the Senate hearings. Stay with us.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Make it exactly clear what's happening here. This is, he doesn't have a gun. What he's got are guidelines and recommendations. Sounds very passive, doesn't it? Well, I just want to recommend some things to you. Except we know how that is rolling out, don't we? It's kind of like the way that you've got all these different bureaucracies saying, well, you know, we just have rules. And they're not laws, they're rules. And since they're not laws, you don't get any due process, you don't get any protection against excessive fines, you don't get any presumption of innocence. We will decide if you're guilty, and we'll hand out the punishment. And basically, to say these are just rules and guidelines coming from President Fauci is nonsense. These are dictatorial orders, and they laid the foundations for this before, just before 9/11. The federal government put the the Model State Emergency Powers Health Act together and pushed it out to the state, said, start building up a bureaucracy 20 years ago. Start building up a bureaucracy that is going to be able to shut everything down with some kind of a FEMA emergency, some kind of a health emergency, some kind of a plandemic. That was all put in place. And, of course, the first thing that Fauci put in place as he became the director over the infectious diseases and vaccines there at NIH, was to give legal immunity to the vaccine companies. And that's one of the reasons why I talked to Dr. Andrew Wakefield yesterday. You need to see that interview, and you need to see that movie when it comes out July 8th. Very important for you to understand why they had to give these people immunity. At the beginning of that trailer, they talk about the Ford Pintos. Many of you will remember. Blowing up. There you go. Good job, guys. Blowing up. And said when they went back and did the investigation, they said, well, you know, they could have fixed it with a small part, but they decided that they could withstand the lawsuits better. And they just let people die rather than fixing that. And, of course, we have seen, however, what happened with Big Tobacco. They didn't want that to happen with Big Pharma. So they gave them immunity. And that was Fauci at the very beginning. That devil. Anyway, Rand Paul took on Fauci yesterday. He said, it is a fatal conceit to believe any one person or small group of people has the knowledge necessary to direct an economy or dictate public health behavior. That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, at the beginning of this whole lockdown, remember I spent a couple of segments talking about and playing or reading to you the editorial from Leonard Reed, I Pencil, The Invisible Hand That Has Produced Prosperity in America. The free market, you know, the whole point of that essay from Leonard Reed, I Pencil, is that nobody knows how to make a pencil. It is the uncontrolled actions of independent people everywhere. Think of it like the difference between a CPU and a neural net processor. If you know anything about computers, you know that that distributed processing, even though they don't, maybe we're not all as smart as Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates, but we can do a better job of running the economy if we're left alone than they can, because they don't have sufficient information. The information is distributed. Everybody is making decisions constantly fine-tuning the system. That's really the point. If Leonard Reed had written this later, he would have taken it from the standpoint of information systems, I think. But at the time he did it, he took something very simple, a pencil, and he talked about how complex all the different components were and how everybody was making these components in different places, and there was no central direction of that. And if there is a central direction of the economy, you get something like Venezuela or North Korea or East Germany, you find that you don't even have pencils. And so that's exactly what Rand Paul is saying. Rand Paul accused public health experts of, quote, instilling undue fear. So they want to centrally control the economy, allocate resources. They want to impoverish us and make us dependent on a central government and that they will control and direct. And they're doing it with fear and propaganda. And that's how they're going to drive the American population out of fear to let people stick needles in their arms and pump in a very dangerous vaccine that has never been tested. I don't care if they go with Moderna or they go with something else. None of these vaccines are going to even bother with testing. They're skipping all of those steps, and they don't test the vaccines sufficiently as it is. I played you the clips that Del Bigtree collected from a World Health Organization meeting. We had all these doctors from all over the world. You know, we're just not testing these things sufficiently. And now after that, they come back and say, we're not going to do any testing at all. How about that? Going the wrong way on this stuff, folks. Rand Paul, we shouldn't presume that a group of experts somehow knows what's best for everyone. When are we going to tell people the truth, that it's okay to take their kids back to school? We need to not be so presumptuous that we think we know everything, said Rand Paul. But my question to you is, can't you give us a little bit more on schools so that we can get back to school, unquote. And again, that is not asking Fauci for permission. He's just pointing out that Fauci is a fraud. We don't ask for permission. And you shouldn't send your kids back to school, by the way. I said, I disagree with Rand Paul on that. Don't send your kids back to school. You've probably seen some things. If you had your kids in school and they were taking online courses, I've given you the stories of parents who said, well, I can't believe what they're teaching these kids. Yeah. Just observe those classes and then say, I can't possibly do worse than what these teachers are doing. They're not teaching them anything. They're trying to deliberately dumb them down. Charlotte Isabey, Phyllis Schlafly pointed that out 40 years ago, a process to deliberately dumb down and then to propaganda. The same thing they're doing to us in terms of the rest of our civilization and our economy. Completely destroy it. That's what they do to the kids. They leave them, completely unable to think critically. They give them no information, no historical information, and certainly keep them from having the critical skills that they need to think. And then what they do is they build on top of that their propaganda structure. Just like now, that army of youthful, useful idiots that have now been propagandized over the last 40 years now want to tear down society so that Bill Ayers and his cohorts can build their Marxist dystopia on top of it. Yeah, the fear must be taken down. Why you should not panic about spikes and surges in the coronavirus cases from Ken Blackwell. There is no spike or surge in deaths, even though they're manipulating both the number of cases and the number of deaths, as we pointed out. And here's where we have to be careful, folks. If we go back and we keep looking at these numbers that are coming out from the CDC, understand they're making this stuff up. I said this from the very beginning. They make up the flu numbers. They're making up the COVID numbers. They're making up the test case numbers. And they can, if you give credibility to this stuff, we can talk about what they're showing. Even their own data right now is not showing that, but be careful because this could be a rope-a-dope. And they manipulate this data. We're going to presume that they have COVID. And then we're going to presume that they died of it, that it's the fundamental cause. Yeah, so be careful about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about some real data on the ground. Let's talk about how the media is spinning this.
Let's talk about what a patient in a Houston hospital tweeted out to me yesterday, talking to nurses there about what's been going on for the last couple of months. And, of course, yesterday we had the report from Rob Dew, Alex Jones, that was, we played part of that report. You can see the full report at InfoWars.com. And it was in Collin County. It was a meeting that somebody taped and then sent that out as whistleblowers. And they said, are you believing? They were looking at the new rules coming from the CDC, NIH, telling them that they're just going to, anybody that's got a cold or sniffling, oh, just going to presume that that's COVID-19. And even worse, if somebody is in proximity to somebody that you've now flagged, even if they don't have any symptoms or anything, they've now got the cooties too. I mean, we used to play that game as kids in elementary school, right? You got cooties. You're close to this person. You got cooties. And that's the way this is going to go. This is why Fauci can confidently say, yeah, we're going to have 100,000 a day. The surge is coming. The surge is coming because of cooked numbers. If there was any honesty at all, that story would be at the top of the Drudge Report because it completely deconstructs the lie that Fauci is putting out there about 100,000 people a day. And, yeah, they're not going to even do any tests. And so it's going to be pretty easy to get 100,000. I mean, you want 200,000, Fauci? You got it. What number would you like to have for Elizabeth Warren so they can completely shut down the country, destroy it, and set up a Democrat majority? Yeah, as Michael Snyder points out, now they're trying to tell us that COVID-19 is 10 times more infectious than it was at the start of pandemic. And, of course, one of the things that the people in Collin County, and again, this is one of the biggest counties in Texas, Plano, Texas is there, just outside of Dallas. What these people were saying was, that's about 15 times the number of people that by any stretch of the imagination we could label as having COVID-19. So, yeah. 10 times, 15 times, who knows? As Snyder says, if the elite really do intend to use COVID-19 to fundamentally transform our society, yeah, they do, they are going to need to continue to find ways to make it sound a lot more scary than it really is. It's become clear to us that this virus is not going to kill more than 50 million people like the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 to 1920 did. However, we need to keep in mind that millions of people die from various diseases every single year. And according to the WHO, even as they're telling us, well, we're going to have 500,000 people die of COVID-19, or they're telling us that they did die of that, you know, if they fell out of a window or whatever. You had 650,000 die every year from regular flu. And that's according to the WHO. But this year, when we got 500,000, you better panic and lock down everything and get everybody a vaccine, because they've been trying to sell everybody a vaccine for the flu for quite some time. And now they're stepping it up. We see, you know, from the Washington Post and other sources, a mutant form of COVID-19 is coming. Of course it's coming. It's a coronavirus. All these flu strains change all the time. But the World Health Organization is now saying, quote, the worst is yet to come. Ron Paul, and I read you much of what he had to say yesterday about how this is a fake. And he pointed out in that essay, part of it that I didn't read to you yesterday, he said, in Texas, the second wave propaganda has gotten so bad that leaders of the four major hospitals in Houston took the extraordinary step last week of holding a joint press conference to clarify the scare stories about Houston hospitals being overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases as being untrue. And I read you what the director of the Houston Methodist Hospital said. You've got the left-wing media, you know, like Vice and CNN and so forth, hyping this up, saying, look at this, Houston is at the epicenter of all this. And I read you what one of those directors, but all four of them are holding press conferences saying, this is not true. And yet still, you will see at the top of the Drudge Report, Houston hospitals deleted and changed the charts, the track ICU capacity. And again, still pushing this same lie. The Vice article says Houstonians swarmed urgent cares and drive-thrus for testing. More than one-fifth of them returned positive. Well, maybe that part of it is true. Is the test reliable? I've told you from the very beginning. I had John Rappaport on. He said, look, these PCR tests were never designed for this. And now we've had report after report after report. Months later, other people talking about this. The latest article from OffGuardian.org. COVID-19 PCR tests are scientifically meaningless. They're not fit for the purpose. I've reported many times, John Rappaport and other people pointing out that the person who designed the test said it's not designed for that. It's simply to see if something is present, not to know if it is there. The quantity that is there is not there for diagnosing a disease. They're abusing this. And yet, we see the WHO Director General, Tedros, we have a simple message for all countries. Test, test, test. It's being echoed on all the mainstream media. The biggest news source on German television says test, test, test. Oh, it is like an echo chamber, isn't it? For the WHO. Test, test, test. That is the credo at the moment. It's the only way to really understand how much the coronavirus is spreading. No, it's not. These tests do not work. You got Elon Musk saying, wait a minute, I don't believe those tests either. You know, they came out, they said, we want to test some of these people. It says, they're way out of line. He is tired of being shut down. And he's pushing back on that. To his credit, I disagree with him on many things, but to his credit, I don't like all of the crony capitalism that he is involved in, but there's a lot of corona capitalism that's going on right now. And part of that is shutting people down just to destroy the economy. Now, I got a series of messages from a guy who's in the hospital. He says, David, I'll tell you firsthand. I'm in a Florida hospital right now for something unrelated. They had less than 10 COVID patients a week or so ago. Now they got about 50, just saying. And he says, but he says, everyone gets a test. Now, again, you know, Florida is under the gun, just like Houston is. He says, but everyone gets a test. Every young person that comes in for an unrelated issue that gets tested positive, even if they don't have symptoms, and then they put them in as a COVID-19 patient. Why would they do that? Well, there's a financial bounty from the federal government for doing that. And, you know, I came back and I said, well, I hope you get well soon, but I wonder if there were 50 heart patients or 50 cancer patients that all of a sudden came in, would they shut the economy down? Would they ban whatever they thought might cause the heart disease or cancer? I guess it's all how we understand risk, isn't it? And then, of course, there's how we understand individual liberty in the Constitution. And he goes, oh, yeah, I get it. I'm with you. I'm just reporting what I'm seeing here. So actually, flashing here, he said, also, I asked the nurses what they're treating the COVID patients with. No longer using hydroxychloroquine. Now it's remdesivir, the expensive one. Also, the ages are trending down. And he said, with that being said, this hospital now has a floor and a half of COVID patients in March and early April. They had five floors of COVID patients. And somebody replied to that and said, in our hospital, we've had only two non-vented COVID patients in the last weeks, 8 weeks in ICU. Only two in the last 8 weeks in ICU. And so this is how they're trying to hype this up. And let's talk about remdesivir. Yesterday I said, you know, there is no balm in Gilead. the drug company that Fauci apparently has got some kind of love, great love for. His love, as a matter of fact, for Gilead Pharmaceuticals and for that particular drug is so great that I think we ought to look into the origins of that love affair that Fauci has with Gilead. I think that is probably going to be an Achilles heel. Just like if we were to look into the connections, as General Flynn said, about John Brennan and the CIA and what was going on with the money that they were making out of that, I bet there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow of that little leprechaun, that little lying leprechaun Fauci. And I bet it's tied not just to Moderna and Bill Gates, but I bet he's got a big tie to remdesivir. And now everybody is complaining worldwide, saying we can't get any of this stuff because the federal government under Alex Azar, HHS, has bought up all the stock.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist. United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UN, WHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Wake up, America. We're at risk of being lost, says General Flynn in an op-ed piece, an excellent op-ed piece. He says, I was once told, if we're not careful, 2% of the passionate will control 98% of the indifferent 100% of the time. And I think that is very true. As a matter of fact, I think what we're seeing right now is an even more passionate, but even smaller group than 2%. And you know, we have the group, the 3%ers, pointing out that, and I don't know what the data is behind it, but it sounds about right because we've seen this. We always know that it's a small group of people who are committed and active that will determine the course of a country and a civilization. And that's why the group calls themselves the 3%ers, saying it was only 3% of the people that were involved in the American Revolution. Most of the people were indifferent or on the other side or whatever, just setting it out. But 3% of the people made that happen. But there was also something behind those 3% of the people. And General Flynn is not indifferent or ignorant about that as well. He understands and acknowledges God's role in all of this. He goes on to say, there is now a small group of passionate people working hard to destroy our American way of life. These passionate 2% appear to be winning. Our silent majority, the indifferent, must no longer be silent. And let me tell you something. We were not silent. We were speaking out on social media. That was before the purge. Yeah, that's social media was core, key. You know, you talking to each other, committees of correspondence, if you will, the free speech involved in that. That was key to the election of President Trump against the mainstream media and the establishment. And that's why they worked so hard to begin the purge in 2018, beginning with InfoWars. And then 2 months later, still before the election in 2018, another 800 independent media sites, and now it is continuing to escalate since nothing has been done by President Trump to protect free speech on the internet. Your free speech, not just the free press, but your free speech, the citizens' right to speak. We must not allow the majority of people to be silenced by a few technocrats in California. That they're not even 2% of the people. They're the
They're the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%. Anyway, he goes on to say, if the United States wants to survive the onslaught of socialism, if we're to continue to enjoy self-government and the liberty, isn't that nice to hear somebody for once talk about liberty? Thank you, General Flynn, a man of integrity. We have to understand there are two opposing forces. One is the children of light. The other is the children of darkness. So I want to play for you what he has to say as he goes through this. He says the dark forces' weapons formed against us will serve only one purpose, to promote radical social change through power and control. Socialism and the creation of a socialist society are their ultimate goal. They are intent on driving God out of our families, our schools, and our courts. Remember, we will only remain united as one nation under God. And yes, there is a resistance movement by the forces of darkness. Now, I want to play for you something that John MacArthur had to say. He wanted to address Black Lives Matter because he wanted to talk to his congregation about this. And he gets to the point of what's really underlying this. Marxism and darkness. Satanic darkness. Here's John MacArthur, video clip number 7.
So as a Christian, I'm looking at the world today, and I'm watching all kinds of things going on with regard to injustices and suffering. There's no question about it. There's lots of injustice in the world. It's everywhere. Nobody has a corner on it. No group of people have a corner on it. So what are my options in the current situation? Let me be specific and give you some that have been suggested. First of all, one option would be to join Black Lives Matter. Join their cause. Because, after all, black lives do matter. Of course they do. Created in the image of God. And those who have suffered deserve our support, and they do. And they have suffered injustice, and they have. So should we just join Black Lives Matter to affirm these things? Can we join out of sympathy? Can we join out of compassion? Well, that's not really the question. The question is, can we join, and in joining, express love to God? Because whatever we do for our neighbor is subsumed under loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Can I join Black Lives Matter? Can I be a part, if not a member, can I be a part of their function? They are disruptive. They are rebellious. They are radical. They are anti-authority. They are Marxist. They are atheistic. What are their guiding principles? Let me read them to you. In their own documents, we read this. Black Lives Matter is transgender affirming. We make space for transgender siblings. We do the work required to dismantle cisgender, which means biological sex, and uplift transgender black folk, especially transgender black women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. They are transgender affirming. According to Deuteronomy 22:5, transgender behavior is an abomination to God. Also, this is their declaration. We are womanist rather than feminist. Quote, we build a space that affirms black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments where men are centered. End quote. Transgender affirming and wanting to pull down the leadership of men. According to the Word of God, man is the head of the woman as God is the head of Christ. The man has the responsibility of leadership. That's an anti-God idea. Another paragraph, and there are many more. We are queer affirming. We gather to free ourselves from the tight grip of the belief that all are heterosexual. We gather to put an end to the notion that everybody needs to be heterosexual. In the same book of Leviticus, where the Lord says, I am the Lord, be holy, chapter 18, verse 22 says, you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. In the next verse, it says, it's the same as having intercourse with an animal. Chapter 20 of Leviticus, verse 13, exactly the same thing. Romans chapter 1. Here's a quote from Black Lives Matter. We are intentionally amplifying that the particular experience of violence that black, queer, transgender, gender nonconforming women and intersex people face. There can be no liberation for the black people if we do not fight for these people. This is an organization designed by Satan to use the suffering of some people as the means to destroy.
That's right. That's exactly what they're using. Suffering. They're using their construct of race, which is a construct that comes from Darwin, not from the Bible. And all those things that you heard him say, quoting the Bible, that is, it's not vaccines only. It's not conservative speech only. They're coming after the Christians. Make no doubt about it. You can hear that. You know where these people are coming from. I told you the three founders of this were black radical LGBT members, very radical Marxists. When they talk about womanism versus feminism, feminism, that's too white. We're going to talk about womanism because that's about women, feminist women of color. They are racist. They are sexist. They are intolerant of other people. They don't want to have a debate. They're going to shut you down. And we see that happening with CNN. They're now out there demanding that Telegram be shut down because they allow speech on their platform. As General Flynn said in his thing, seek the truth. Fight for it in everything that is displayed before you. Don't trust the fake news or the false prophets. Trust your instincts, your common sense. Those with the conscience know the difference between right and wrong. Those with courage will choose the harder right rather than the easier wrong. We got to take a break, folks. Take a look at the products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our 4th of July special. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Drink Mix, VasoBeat, Bod Ease, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D, InfoWarsStore.com, the 4th of July sale.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was talking about General Flynn's excellent op-ed piece. This is a man with a clear understanding of what he believes. He talks about liberty. He talks about the difference between right and wrong, light and darkness. He says those with a conscience know the difference between right and wrong, and those with courage will always choose the harder right over the easier wrong. You know, General Flynn could have done what was easy. He could have kept quiet about the corruption that he knew. He could have, as I think most people in politics do. They say, well, if I get in, I can do some good things. If I directly go after the evil that is in Washington, they will kick me out. I don't want to be kicked out. I don't want to really shake the boat. I don't really want to make changes. I'll talk about them to get elected, but I don't really want to make those changes because if I really directly challenge them, they'll destroy me. And so to preserve themselves, they will take the easy wrong. He took the hard right. And that's why they call us hard right. You know, we have people like Scott Adams, who says it's getting hard to tell the freedom lovers from the sociopaths. Let me tell you something. You know, as I replied to him, I said, it's getting harder to tell the pragmatists from the totalitarians. Why? Because the pragmatists always want to tell you the easy thing to do. Oh, this is going to be the, you know, let's just kind of go this way, the lukewarm way. Or this is going to be easy. It may be wrong, but it's going to be easy. It's going to be practical. You can sacrifice your freedom or your liberty for safety and security. We promise you that you'll get that. You know, of course, if you enslave yourself to us, we'll make you safe and prosperous. That's the Faucian bargain. No, no, no. That pragmatism, the easy wrong, always leads to totalitarianism. It leads to authoritarianism. And they apply that to every part of your life. That's where the totalitarianism comes in. And so when we look at this, I put those two together because General Flynn said, I believe the attacks being presented to us today are part of a well-orchestrated, well-funded effort that uses racism as its sword to aggravate our battlefield dispositions. It's exactly what John MacArthur said. He said, these people got cards they're not showing. Let me tell you what they're really about. They're really about radical, intolerant, satanic LGBT push. They don't want to be tolerated. They demand that they be worshipped. Celebrated, worshipped. They demand the eradication of anybody that disagrees with them, the silencing of anybody who disagrees with them. And they're using racism as the cover. They're using racial injustice. And as MacArthur said, how disgusting is that? And General Flynn said the same thing. That's really what Black Lives Matter is about. Yeah, General Flynn chose to do the hard thing. As his lawyer said, General Flynn had to be removed. He knew too much. He had to be shut down. He had to be silenced. Actually, that's the Gateway Pundit's comments. But here's what Sidney Powell, his lawyer, said. She said he was going to audit the intelligence agencies because he knew about the billions that Brennan and his company were running off the books, CIA Director John Brennan. She said, when I came on, there were three things that were very troubling about this. Number one, he was not properly informed of what the government had even disclosed to his defense lawyers prior to his plea. Secondly, the government didn't disclose a fraction of what it should have disclosed. And as a matter of fact, she fought them. Said, I need to have information. I know from other sources that you've got exculpatory evidence. In other words, evidence that would prove the innocence of my client, General Flynn, and you're not turning it over. And they refused to the very end to turn it over. The corrupt justice system. You look at how they came after him. We've seen it before, the Bundys and so forth. Thirdly, she said, he was prosecuted and threatened with a prosecution of his son. That's how they coerced the guilty plea. It was unconscionable conduct to threaten to indict him and his son the very next day and to give them the Manafort treatment if he didn't enter his plea right then. I'm convinced it's because they knew right then the press was going to explode with the Strzok page, text messages, and everything else. That's right. He took the harder right than the easier wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Eric Peters joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk about masks and the masquerade that is going on, and many other issues when Eric joins us. But I want to dedicate most of this segment to a great op-ed piece that Tucker Carlson did yesterday. I talked about the op-ed piece that General Flynn wrote. I played for you what John MacArthur said about the real motivations of Black Lives Matter, the Marxist motivations and so forth, political standpoint of that. And how they wish to shut down the free exercise of religion, free speech, and so forth, just like CNN is now trying to pressure Telegram to ban people. My job here is to do reconnaissance and to tell you what I see. And we have to understand who we're fighting. We have to understand why we fight. Remember, we had Frank Capra, World War II, did a series for the U.S. government, Why We Fight. This is the enemy, and this is why we are fighting. That's what I try to do here. But I also, we need to talk about how we're going to win this. And I think there's some very important things from Tucker Carlson about this. So without any further delay, let's go to video clip number one, Tucker Carlson.
Mike Braun explained that he was pushing left-wing legislation because he was afraid of being criticized by Chuck Schumer if he didn't. The whole thing went like that. It was remarkable, almost beyond belief, really. Again, we're not trying to be mean here. Cruelty is easy, too easy, especially with politicians. The closer you get to them, the easier you realize it is. And by the way, Mike Braun doesn't seem like a bad person. If you live next door to him, you'd probably like him. Braun's just weak, and he doesn't really believe in anything. He's definitely not alone in that. An awful lot of Republican office holders look very much like Mike Braun right now, probably most of them. That's a problem. In a moment like this, it is a severe and dangerous problem. Here's why. Republicans at all levels could lose this fall. If they do, there will be profound consequences for you. People who supported Donald Trump will be punished. There's absolutely no question about that. There's never been an American political party as radical and as angry as the Democrats are now. Imagine them with unlimited power, and that's what they plan to get. In their first year, Democrats will give voting rights to every illegal alien in this country and then encourage many others to join them from abroad. At a minimum, that means more than 20 million new Democratic voters overnight. No Republican will win nationally again. We will have one-party rule. But Democrats don't plan to stop there. In Congress, they will abolish the filibuster. That means they'll be able to do whatever they want to do with just a simple majority, which they will have. They plan to pack the Senate by making the District of Columbia a state. Giving statehood to D.C. is unconstitutional, clearly, but they're not worried about that. They plan to pack the Supreme Court, too. They've said so. So what will Democrats do with all of this untrammeled power? It's pretty easy to imagine. We won't go into details right now. We don't want to wreck your night. But look around. You've got a pretty good idea of what's coming. The point is, and it could not be clearer, non-Democrats in America are in peril. We're going to need someone with power willing to come to our defense. And that's where people like Mike Braun come in. That was the point of last night's interview. Not to humiliate a specific senator, but to remind the Republican Party that it is our only shield. Yes, the Republican Party, flawed and infuriating though it often is, The fact remains the GOP is the only institution still open to the rest of us, to Americans who want to live as they did just 15 years ago, quietly, productively, without being harassed and harangued by self-righteous lunatics who mean them harm, and they do. If you want to be left alone to do your job and raise your family in this country, you will need a protector. That protector must be the Republican Party. There are no other options, but it must be a very different kind of Republican Party. Keep in mind, we're getting a new Republican Party no matter what happens. Even now, vultures wait just off stage to swoop in and claim the GOP for themselves once Donald Trump is gone. Former Governor Nikki Haley tops that list, but there are many others on it. The moment Trump leaves, they will attack him. They'll tell you that Republicans lost power because they were mean and intolerant, just like Donald Trump. And if you listen carefully, you can hear them say that even now. It's a lie. Republicans are failing for a much more obvious reason, a more fundamental reason. They're failing because they haven't done much that is worth doing. They haven't tried very hard to improve your life. When the crisis came, they fled. They did nothing to defend you. They did nothing to defend the country. They were paralyzed. Their so-called principles turned out to be bumper stickers they wrote 40 years ago. They had no clue what to do. So from this day forward, it's very simple. We're going to have to tell them what to do. And that will work. No matter what they may believe privately, politicians respond to organized groups of voters. They want to win above all. So they head to where the votes are. Going forward, Republican voters should demand three things from their candidates. And if they don't provide them, don't vote for them. Here they are. First is vigorous defense of total equality under the law. We are equal because we are citizens. Every American has precisely the same rights as every other American. Period. That is the promise of America. It's why millions of people move here. For a long time, we knew that. No one questioned it. It was obvious, but it no longer is obvious, and there are many who are working in the opposite direction. Republicans must counterbalance this. They must work as hard as they can to make America fair again. Wealth, appearance, ancestry can play no role whatsoever in the eyes of the law. That means that criminals like Jeffrey Epstein must go to jail the first time they're caught molesting children. It means your children must have precisely the same chances of getting into college or getting a job as anyone else's children. It means fighting to make this a colorblind meritocracy. A colorblind meritocracy. Say it again. The alternative to that is disaster. Slavery and Jim Crow were immoral precisely because they punished people for how they were born. Any system that punishes people for how they were born is immoral. Always. Republicans must say that loudly. Don't get caught in pointless debates about whether or not this is a racist country. Clearly it isn't. Prove it by making it less racist, by making it a colorblind meritocracy. That's our promise. Second, Republicans must defend our freedom of speech. We are not a free society without that. This is not simply a debate about the First Amendment and its limits. It's bigger than that and more important. If you can't articulate something, if you're not allowed, you can't think it. And that's precisely why authoritarians try to control language. They're trying to control your mind. Republicans should lead the fight against this without shame. Americans have the absolute right to tell the truth. This is not negotiable. Nor, by the way, is it a theoretical concern of interest only to intellectuals. Everything depends on it. If you can't think freely, you can't solve problems. Try to build a hydro plant or fly a commercial airplane. If certain categories of thought are off limits to you, it doesn't work. The power grid collapses, planes crash, society degrades. No speech means no science, no art, no civilization. Most of us were taught that this debate was settled conclusively during the Enlightenment hundreds of years ago when reason vanquished dogma. But it wasn't settled. The forces of superstition remain. They are stronger than ever. In fact, they are growing in strength. The Republican Party must fight them or it's not a party worth having. And finally, we must never forget that in the end, the Republican Party exists to serve the interests of normal people, ordinary people. Middle-class families are the core of this country. They are our hope for the future, our only hope. And yet both parties have shamelessly abandoned them. Middle-class families have no national spokesman. They have no lobby in Washington. Republicans pretend to be their champion. You know by now that they are not. Instead of improving the lives of their voters, the party feeds them a steady diet of mindless symbolic victories, partisan junk food designed to make them feel full even as they waste away. Who cares how many Benghazi hearings we have? We're supposed to care. Why should we? How did Peter Strzok's text messages become more important than saving American jobs from foreign nationals who are taking them? It is lunacy. We fall for it every time. And to the extent this show has participated in it, we apologize with deepest sincerity. Because meanwhile, as we're talking about things that don't matter, life for the dwindling American middle class has become steadily worse. Suddenly there are junkies living in your park. Your nephew just died of a fentanyl overdose. And saddest of all, and who hasn't thought this, you've realized that your children
will never be successful. All right, that's Tucker Carlson. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters. Very important for you to hear. Very important for you to understand your way of life is under attack. More about that when we return.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies. Really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July, and Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission video videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Banned on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Eric Peters. Been a few weeks since Eric's been on. Glad to have him back on. EPautos.com is his site. He talks about automobiles, but he also talks about liberty because, folks, you have to understand that liberty is about being able to move around. It's also having cars is about the pursuit of happiness if you have the perspective that Eric and I do. And so we want to be able to pursue happiness. We want to be able to pursue our dream and actually get there in a vehicle. It's kind of taken on a new importance now, hasn't it, Eric? You know, we've got people looking at their cars as a way that they can go to restaurants, you know, even if it's a drive-through restaurant, or they can go to a church, or they can go to a drive-in movie theater because that's the only way they can go see movies and so forth. It's kind of funny to see that coming back. It's sad to see the basis on which this is having to come back, though, isn't it?
It is, and they're probably going to ruin that, too, by trying to pressure people to wear the face diaper inside their own cars as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alex has got a clip where he said, yeah, and he talked about how he was, some people were shooting birds at him, really angry, because he didn't have a mask on inside his car, and he rolled the windows down. He goes, you know who I am? What are you doing? You know, and it's like, they didn't know who he was. They weren't angry because he was Alex Jones. They were angry because he wasn't wearing a mask inside of his own car with the windows rolled up.
It's sickness psychosis. These people have been so PTSD'd by the juggernaut of fear porn coming at them from the mainstream press, from the internet, and everywhere else, that they have lost their ability to look at this objectively, not as terrified children, but as adults who can actually perform supermarket math, evaluate risk, and realize this is not all that it's being cracked up to be.
Yeah, that's right. I love the picture that's at the top of your article. The real reason for the face diaper mandates. Of course, you got a dog looking at its owner. Guys, pull that article up. A dog is looking at his owner. The owner's got the cone of shame on. It says it's for your own good. You got to stop touching your face.
That's right.
And that's exactly what this is about. I mean, it's the cone of shame. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's also the cone of uniformity. What they're trying to do now, I believe, by hard selling this face diapering for everybody, is to stifle the visual evidence of anybody dissenting, anybody who is actually capable of looking at the real science, at the numbers, at the risks, and who's decided that this is ridiculous. I'm not going to walk around like Michael Jackson wearing a face mask and gloves. They can't have that. They can't have any visual evidence of dissent. In order to keep the fear bubble inflated, they've got to have everybody walking around looking like Michael Jackson wearing the face diaper so as to convey the impression that death is in the air, as to justify all of these draconian measures that we've been living with now for the past 4 or 5 months.
It is part of a fear campaign. It's also part of their control. It is, as I've mentioned many times, a preparation for the psychology that you're not protected if you're wearing a mask. You're only protected if I'm wearing a mask. The same thing they've been telling us about vaccines. Mm-hmm. It's like, and we've said this from the very beginning, well, if vaccines work, you don't have to worry about whether or not I get a vaccine. If face masks work, you don't have to worry about whether or not I'm wearing a face mask.
Right.
And yet that is the psychology. You know, it's about obedience. It's about groupthink. It's about submission, and it's also about that, because that's the next stage that's coming at us.
That's right. Well, it's also the other aspect of this is that they're trying to demoralize people and make life so awful. You know, having to walk around with a diaper on, having to see everybody else diapered up, having to stand 6 feet apart from everybody, all of these things are designed to demoralize people and beat them down to the point where they'll be more accepting of this idea of being injected by Bill Gates et al. With their vaccine, because, oh, that way you can actually go back to having your normal life again.
Yeah, you know, there was a guy who was a psychologist, and he was saying, when we look at the unrest that has happened, you know, and how that has really had the lockdown has really laid the foundation for it. You know, we've seen suicide rates go up and attempted suicide rates go up by more than 400%. We saw, for example, Elizabeth Hurley's former divorced husband, who's got a net worth of like, had a net worth of like $600 million. He didn't take it with him when he died, jumping
out of his penthouse apartment because he couldn't stand being isolated anymore. Yeah. So that is something that is having a real psychological effect on people to their detriment, as well as when the psychologist was talking about this, he said, you know, you think about this, it dehumanizes people to put a mask over their face, and it makes it easier for us to attack each other on the street because you can't see somebody's expression. You know, it, it covers their face, and it just makes them a an NPC, if you will.
That's exactly right. And that's why I tried to draw the analogy with Orwell's 1984, in which the party members all wear the same overalls to efface their individuality, their physical individuality, to make them interchangeable NPC people, so that they all convey that they're part of this agglutinized collective thing where individual thought is not permitted and everybody does what the mass tells them to do.
Yeah, and that article is on your website, EP Autos. It's the new party overalls. That's exactly right. You know, that was always the case, not just in George Orwell's dystopian novel, but it was always the case in China as well. You know, everybody had the overalls. They had the Hillary Clinton pantsuits. Everybody in China used to wear that.
Yeah, literally the term uniform means uniform, the same form.
That's right. Yeah, it's really sad when you look at this. I love the term that you've got, Gesundheitfuhrers. that says it all. Don't sneeze, right? These are the Nazis German, telling us don't sneeze.
You know, these people who have somehow arrogated to themselves this limitless power to decree based on health. So Gesund, health, you know, health Führers, health dictators.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about health. That's the irony of this on so many levels. Healthy people wearing a face diaper is analogous to the continent wearing a diaper down below.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are they going to do? Okay, so if they mandate that all of us, the continent, wear diapers, and then they're going to claim we've solved the diarrhea problem, we've stopped the spread.
That's right. Yeah, I love the way you put this. The face diaper mandates of the Gesundheitsführers are necessary to stop the spread of the Wu flu, they tell us. In fact, they're necessary to stop the display of disagreement with the Gesundheitsführers.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right now, they're terrified, I believe, that there are large numbers of people walking around without the diaper, which is a visual manifestation that people aren't buying it. And then the diaper are looking at that and thinking, well, they're not, those people aren't dying. Maybe, you know, maybe this isn't all that I've been told that it is. Maybe I shouldn't wear the diaper either. They want to stifle dissent. They want to create this impression, this visual impression that everybody agrees with the narrative that we're all going to die, that millions and millions of us are going to die from the Wu flu. They cannot abide, they cannot allow any sort of visual dissent to exist, and that's why they're pushing it so hard, even though we know now that the mortality rate for this thing is less than 0.5% if you're not 90 years old in a nursing home and on a ventilator.
That's right. Yeah. Even if you look at the numbers that they put out every year about the flu, and I've always talked about that, they've always used that to push the flu vaccine. And I said, look, they've inflated these numbers. We've had the documents. We've had people who have done the research and pulled up the documents and said, look at what they're sending out to doctors. They're saying, don't send this in. If somebody's got something that's flu-like, just presume that they've got, you know, whatever the flu variant of the year is. And we'll just put that into our numbers. And so they do. And every year they pad the numbers in terms of the number of people that have the flu and the number of people who died from the flu and so forth. The same thing that they're doing now. Saying, well, we're not going to test these people for COVID-19. We're just going to presume that they've got it. And then we're going to presume that was the underlying cause of death. And they don't even have a good test for it. When you look at the PCR tests that they're using everywhere, that was never, the guy who invented it said, you don't use that for that. That's not qualified to do that. You can't get a good result from that.
It ought to set off alarm bells in people's heads, if they're calm and rational and think about it, that the tub thumping is all about the cases. The cases, the cases, not about the mortality rate.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Eric Peters, epautos.com. Stay with us.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July.
We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. Just happened on Tuesday morning, driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com. All things liberty and mobility. And the government's efforts to stop both. Always working on it. Now the safety Nazis who have been trying to destroy cars are now working on destroying the entire economy and everybody's jobs, businesses as well. And we were talking about the article. He has a real reason for face diaper mandates. And, you know, Eric, I had a back and forth with an individual on Twitter. I tweeted out. I thought it was funny. I saw a CVS article, or rather an article about CVS rolling out men's makeup. And
say it ain't so.
I know. Well, you know, we got to do something. If they cover up most of our face, yeah. We got to do something to make our eyes more interesting, I guess. So I said, look, I refuse to wear makeup even for TV. I know many of you would prefer that I did, maybe a toupee, whatever. But I said, I don't have a teleprompter either. And then I went into politics and I said, I'm sorry, Liz Cheney, but real men don't wear masks, you know, because right. She was talking about the virtue signaling of her war criminal father.
Right.
I said,
And they don't invade other countries when they're a chicken hawk draft dodger like your dad. And so I had a person who, I don't know, you talk about people who are clovers, you call them.
Yes.
Who like to like to drive very slowly, not simply because they are not comfortable driving quickly, but simply because they want to keep you from getting anywhere.
Well, yeah,
tell people about
slowly.
the clover
it's not
background.
That they drive slowly. It's that they use their car to try to prevent you from not driving slowly.
That's right. They might even speed up when you try to pass.
Exactly.
Them.
That's the typical clover behavior.
Yeah, that's right. And so we have this person who basically engages me and says, masks are not a question of masculinity. And I said, that's right. They're a question of gullibility. Liz Cheney was the one who made it about masculinity.
Yep.
And then they come back. That's not enough. It says, well, when you sneeze or cough, do you cover your mouth? I said, yes. And I don't need a mask to do that. I said, are you afraid? If you're afraid, then wear a mask and leave me alone. Mm-hmm. But that still wasn't enough. They came back and said, nobody said anything about being afraid. It's about being conscious. They're not required to be worn at all times. I just finally had it. I said to this, I thought it was a woman,
yeah.
Based on the picture, but it turned out it was the guy.
Yeah,
I said, stop the condescending, passive aggressive lectures. Nanny government is enabled by busybodies like you.
Sure.
I don't need your permission or government permission to breathe.
Well, you know, again, this whole business of might cause harm. I'm a pretty big guy. I've got a pretty big right arm. It could potentially knock somebody's teeth out. So does that mean that I have to wear some kind of a strap to keep my arm by my side or put a pillow over my fist?
Oh, that's right. Well, you are suspect because you're male.
Well, of course.
Right there. And which brings us to your article that ties all this together, the diaperizer. You talk about the coming nanny state requirement to put breathalyzers on each and every car.
Yeah, this has just percolated up, and it goes by an acronym that's just insufferable but typical called DADS, and I forget what the actual letters stand for. I haven't had a chance yet to really get into dig into it. But essentially, by 2025, the federal government is apparently going to mandate that all new cars have an interlock system built into them, just like the ones that you are required to put into your car. If you get convicted of DWI, only now the entire population of the country is going to be considered presumptively drunk, just like they're already considered presumptively sick because of the WHO flu.
That's right. That's right. That's the same mentality that we have there. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, they have to call it DADS, don't they, Eric, because, you know, they rolled out so many of these other restrictions, pulling down the level of drunk driving and so forth with the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, MAD,
yeah,
right? So they
got
to call
inversion.
It DADS, right?
It's compassion inversion. It's gaslighting. You know, they're trying to shift the blame over to the reasonable person who hasn't done anything and shame them and put them on the defensive and make them appear to be the awful, vile person. You know, like, for example, this business with the face diapering. If you reject it because you're not sick, oh, you don't have a right to go out and get people sick.
Mm-hmm,
that's what they'll say.
Yeah, and of course, you know, when you look at the drunk driving situation, it goes back to, you know, what we look at with police officers who are abusive, right? They get one pass, they get two pass, they get it as many times as they want. And I've seen the same thing happen with drunk drivers when I've been in traffic court. I've seen people there with multiple
yep.
convictions. They got a lawyer who comes in. They pay him a lot of money. He goes, look, Judge, my client is a airline pilot. And if he gets a drunk driving conviction, then that's going to be the end of his career or whatever, you know, and he can't have this thing. So they work out a deal with him
yep.
and then let them have another bite of the apple.
Yep.
If you're going to have a law like that, actually enforce it. And one
sure.
of the things you could do is to put people in jail if they have a long history of doing this. If they get caught doing it once, you make them buy a breathalyzer, but you don't make everybody
well,
buy a breathalyzer because
exactly.
I don't even drink. I shouldn't have a
yeah,
breathalyzer
right.
in my car. I've never had a drink of alcohol ever.
You and I haven't done anything. I don't drive
yeah.
drunk. You don't drive drunk. We've never wrecked. And yet somehow we're to be punished because of
yeah.
what somebody else did. It's the
yeah.
same madness, this totalitarian madness that is now blossoming all around us with regard to this WHO flu thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. You know, one more thing about the masks, maybe you know what's going on with the, how is GM doing with that whole thing where they shut down all their production of cars and they decide they're going to start making, ventilators?
Yeah, well, since they can't sell cars because people still are free to not buy them, they have gotten into the business of making face diapers, which people now are effectively forced to buy. So
mm-hmm.
they're kind of becoming the Elon Musk, except they're not even selling cars anymore. They're just profiting off of manufactured hysteria over sickness.
Yeah, yeah, and nobody needs the ventilators. I mean, think about this, folks. You know, we've had a pandemic where you got hospitals going bankrupt because they're empty. The federal government that decided that they're going to allocate resources did it as just as well as Venezuela, North Korea, and East Germany have always done. They said, well, all right, we're going to shut down car production, we're going to shut down food production, and we're going to start making masks and ventilators in our former automobile companies, and then they don't need them.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, and now initially, you could give people the benefit of the doubt 3 months ago because nobody really knew what the facts were. What's bizarre and alarming right now is that we do know the facts. We do know that the mortality rate for this thing is literally less than 0.5%, assuming you're not elderly and already sick. And yet they're not talking about that, which is really good news. Instead, they're purveying this horrifically bad news, as they style it, about the cases. The cases, the cases. Well, so what? I had a case of the blues last week. It didn't kill me. You know, there are millions of cases of all sorts of things that are happening in the country all the time. The question is, how likely are you to die from the case of whatever it is? And it, when it comes to the Wu flu, the answer is essentially almost nil, unless you're an old person or already very sick. And, you know, precautions for those people are reasonable, but for the rest of us, it's tyrannical.
And it's this maddening inconsistency, illogic that we have with this, right? We were told, well, we had to lie to you at the beginning because we didn't have enough N95 masks and we needed to save it for our heroes. That's what Fauci said, right?
Yep.
And yet we all had bandanas and face cloths. And I even had somebody send me a picture, said I couldn't get on an airplane, because I didn't have a mask, but he said I just had a hamburger. So I said, can I put this over my face? I said, yeah, sure. That'll work. So, well, you know, we all had bandanas 3 months ago. Why didn't you make us wear bandanas then?
Well, and what about the credibility gap? So we have admitted liars now. Fauci claims that when he said 3 months ago that the diapering wasn't much of a help in terms of either preventing getting sick or spreading it, now he says, oh, I was lying to you to make sure that the heroes had the face diaper. So we're supposed to take this liar's word now? At what point do we just say these people are not credible and not trustworthy? Let's use our senses, our eyes, and our brains and look at the facts and decide accordingly.
And, of course, that is the key thing. He has to be discredited as a liar because his lies have scared people so badly that they're, you know, wearing the face mask, they're staying inside. It's not enough even to ignore his rules that are coming out with the force of executive orders. It's not enough just to ignore that. It's not enough for certain governors to tell people that they come out. And, of course, the governors are scared and trembling of the social media mob and reversing their reopening in many cases. Mm-hmm. But it's not enough to do that. This guy's got to be discredited, and he's got to be discredited on the lies. But I think, you know, quite frankly, if somebody really wanted to come after this guy, I think you could probably investigate the trail of dirty money between him and these vaccine companies, but especially between him and Gilead and Remdesivir. I bet that's the smoking gun. You could discredit everything about this guy. We got to take a break, Eric, and we're going to be right back. And I want to talk about this article you got about cars. Why don't we have any more new iconic cars? What has happened to our imaginations, if you will, even? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are, or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their four plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com, and let's talk about that auto part of this. He's got an article. Eric, you got an article up, how come no new iconic automobiles? And, of course, at the top of the article, you got a picture of John DeLorean with the perhaps one of the most iconic cars ever after being made famous in the movies and so forth. But you got to give credit, no matter what you think of the DeLorean, from an automotive standpoint, and it had its drawbacks in terms of performance, but it really was an original idea, an original take on all this. But we don't see that happening anymore. No. Why is that?
Well, we see the names coming back. Ford is about to bring back the Bronco in name. And, of course, mm-hmm. we've got cars like the Mini and the Impala and various other great names from the past, but just the names and not the cars. And I think that has to do with the fact that we don't have personalities anymore like John DeLorean, these outsized figures. Bill Mitchell was another, Virgil Exner, Gordon Burig, other people that I mentioned in the article, who are not only known to car people like you and I, but they're names that are familiar to everybody.
Pretty much. Lee Iacocca and the Mustang and so forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, can you think mm-hmm. of anybody currently employed in the car business?
Absolutely not, because they don't like cars.
Well, they don't like individuals. These cars were largely the product of one man's vision. For example, mm-hmm. DeLorean, largely responsible for creating the original GTO back in 1964. He had the idea that it would be neat to take a big engine out of a big old Bonneville and put it in the then mid-sized Tempest and create the GTO. He did that contrary to GM upper management. And the thing sold like gangbusters, and he became sort of a venerated icon of people who like cars as a result of that. And the vision that he had and the vision that people like him had is what created all of these iconic cars. And that's now gone.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, they were car lovers, you know, these guys, these individuals, and they loved cars so much, as you point out. He went against upper management.
and created his own successful car. And that was happening within the corporations, but now the corporations have changed their attitude, haven't they?
Well, they've changed their policy. It's no longer the case that there's a chief engineer who's in charge or a chief designer. There are committees. And you know what happens when anything is done by a committee. And mm-hmm. they also have zampolits. You're probably familiar with that term. In Soviet Russia, mm-hmm. all the military commanders had an equivalent rank political officer who was standing by them at all times to make sure that they behaved in a politically correct way. Well, in the car business today, the same thing. These designers are all essentially governed by regulatory zampolits who tell them exactly what they'll be allowed to do in terms of the physical shape of the car, in terms of how it's powered, and every other thing you can imagine.
That's right. Yeah, the designers are really in Washington, D.C., in the halls
That's
of Congress,
right.
aren't they?
Yeah, the car industry now is designing cars for Washington, not mm-hmm. for the people who buy the cars.
That's right. And they don't even want to sell cars, as we've talked about before. Their business model has gone from selling, like, oh, we can make more money if we lease it, and then it's like, well, we can make more money if we lease it by the ride. And, of course, mm-hmm. that is a part of Agenda 2030, which we've been talking about before it was imposed on us. You know, they pulled out all the stuff about how we're going to die from unicorn farts. They put in a new MacGuffin and said it's the invisible virus that we're going to die from.
That's right.
And they then took all of the things that they were going to impose on us with the Green New Deal and so forth and just hit it in one fell swoop. And part of that is basically locking down our transportation. But all these people, as we're starting to see now, you know, they know that the big corporations are going to toe the line. You know, when they shut down all the mom and pop stores and all the restaurants and everything, what did they do? They left the big restaurant chains, the big fast food chains. They left Walmart and all these guys open.
Yep.
Because they knew that they would enforce all the, put all the pieces of tape on the floor, stay 6 feet apart. You're going to have a mask to come in here and everything, more so than the mom and pops. So the mom and pops were purged. The people who play along with Washington get to stay open.
Yeah, and also what they want on an individual level is to herd everybody into the corporate mixed store where you have to bend knee to all of this madness, including the face diapering. Mm-hmm. The choice given you is, well, if you want to work, you have to put on the face diaper. Since you no longer are capable of running your own independent business because that was destroyed by all of the mandates, your choice now is to starve, let your family starve, lose your home, or bend knee and wear the diaper and all the other things that are coming.
And the way this is going to all flow out, it's not just controlling our transportation, not just, you know, because of regulations coming out of Washington, everything being dumbed down, grayed out, and so forth, but it's also these big corporations as the ones left standing. They're going to be the ones who are going to be saying, well, okay, it's our own private rules, and so you're going to have to, we're already seeing this. I've got a lot of people sending me stuff, showing me the questionnaires that they got to fill out in order to report to work each day, right? Every day. Have you been somewhere? And they've got a list of different places that you should not have traveled to. Have you been around anybody that had this? Here's your, take your temperature and so forth. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be subjecting people to presumed COVID tests as well. All of that is going to make your employment contingent on following all these rules, and it's going to be enforced by these private big corporations, the same private big corporations that are enforcing government censorship on everybody.
Yeah, right, that's now. Why it's now or never, really. I believe
that's
that right. This is the moment. We have to push back against this very hard, whatever it costs, because if we don't, it's going to cost us everything.
That's right. And I think, Richard, or Eric, you know, when we look at this, we have to understand that this argument, and it's been supported by a lot of conservatives, a lot of libertarian think tanks like Cato and so forth. When we talk about free speech, they say, well, you know, this is a private organization. They can do whatever they want. I think we need to say, well, private organizations can't steal my property. They can't rob me. They can't rape my wife. They can't take my free speech. I have fundamental human rights. And if their business model, I'm not talking about somebody who has a mall even, you know, which is about retail. But if they say that their business model, as Jack Dorsey and others have repeatedly said, we are the public square. They've been given Section 230 immunity, and we ought to say, all right, then we're not going to let you censor people. And yet sure. The censorship is really coming from the government. The government is the ones are the ones that have been pressuring them to pull people off. Even after they gave them the Section 230, they said, we want you to pull people off, and we want you to do it more quickly than you're doing it.
I think another very relevant point here, too, is that these corporations are creatures of the government. They are created by the government, so they're really not private entities.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But they're being used as the government censorship is being put in the velvet glove The iron fist of being put in the velvet glove of private ownership.
Yeah, it's a proxy. It's a way for them to get around that pesky First Amendment and all of the other amendments by ululating that, oh, it's a private company, but no, it really isn't.
That's right. So it's going to be coming for us. Any other things that you'd like us to know about what's happening in the automobile industry?
Yeah,
I mean, is there anything that looks good on the horizon at all?
Here's a good case. Yeah. I recently got out of a Mercedes CLA AMG, which is a compact high-performance sedan that they offer. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And the amazing thing about what they're doing is it's got a little 2-liter engine that they pull as much as almost 400 horsepower out of that 2-liter engine, if you can imagine that. And I hearken back to the 90s when I test drove the Cobra R, which you probably remember that one, which had a 5-liter 351 V8 that made 300 horsepower and was a full second slower to 60 and didn't have carpet or a back seat or even a radio. And this Mercedes has every luxury imaginable and runs to 60 in 4.6 seconds. So times are really good in some ways, and they're also really bad in other ways.
You know, about the only thing that I've seen lately that I thought was clever, and not just dumbed down and the same as everything else, because this was happening with the battery operated electric car platforms all becoming the same. But there was I saw an article about the Ford F-150, which is the most popular car sold or truck, and they have turned it into they've used the engine as a massive generator.
Yep.
And I think, Eric, as I look at this, you know, they keep looking at how, well, we could use a little bit of a gasoline engine as a generator to charge the batteries. And I thought, well, if we could do that, maybe we could run the entire house off of of the F-150 pickup.
Yeah,
and I thought, that's a great idea.
It's especially a very powerful inverter, and you can use it for, you know, power tools and things like that on a job site where you haven't got access to utilities. And that is extremely clever and very useful.
Yeah, and it's got massive capacity. So there's a little bit of ingenuity coming out of there, but not much.
Right.
And certainly nothing iconic. Exactly right. Well, thank you for joining us. Always great to talk to you about Liberty and about cars, which are a very important part of our Liberty, folks. That was a key part of our freedom, key part of our economy. And we're losing all of those things right now. And that's just been a kind of the canary in the coal mine, what's been happening with the automobile industry. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, David.
EPautos.com. And, folks, before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products we have as part of our 4th of July sale. Our super sale is increasing every day. We've got more products coming on, 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. We have Vaso Beet. We have Winter Sun Plus, all those 50% off. We have Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, also 50% off. Look, folks, we've got DNA Force Plus, 50% off. That is a big, big dollar savings. That's a very expensive supplement to produce. We have a lot of clinical studies. You can look them up yourself about how effective that is at protecting your DNA. And, of course, that is about protecting your chronological age, getting that life expectancy up. Take a look at the products we have at the 4th of July Super Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program. We'll be right back.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. So don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree.
Yeah, what about liberty? Do we even talk about that anymore, or the Constitution? Let's talk a little bit about the legal aspects, not just the psychological and medical aspects of these masks. Hillsborough County, Tampa, Florida, will defend a mask order after a lawsuit has been filed by a state representative, Anthony Sabatini, announced a lawsuit on Twitter on behalf of the owner of a Land of Delight natural farm and market in Plant City, Florida. He said such a regulation is outside the permissible scope of local government. He's absolutely right. But guess what? Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is on the side of forcing people to wear masks and trying to use the force of government to do that. This is why I say you're going to have to be very careful about who and what you support. When we talk about Tucker Carlson, he said, look, yeah, we've got these Republicans, and man, they really are bad. I've said it in the past, is the Republicans are worse today as a party than the Democrats were when I was growing up as a kid. And yet the Democrats have now become as bad as the Russians or the Chinese were when we were kids. And you can throw in a dash of Satanism and Jeffrey Epstein perversion into the Democrat mix as well. Such a regulation is outside the permissible scope of government, said the state representative, but Governor Ron DeSantis said, we've advised that it is something that can make an impact. Well, who advised him of that? That fraud, Fauci, that liar, these Republicans for popular support, you know, they're looking at the polls, they're not looking at the Constitution, they're not looking at their principles. They're doing the easy wrong instead of the harder right, as General Flynn said. They're malleable. They don't have any firm principles. They don't have any understanding of what's right or wrong. They don't care about liberty, the Constitution, and the rule of law. They're just sticking their finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. That's not because Fauci is out there and they've got the mainstream media gaslighting the public. Ron DeSantis is going to go along with it. He said, you've seen that some localities require it, and they're going to have to figure out how to use the long arm of the law to enforce it, or not. Oh, I don't know. A lot of businesses will require them when you're going in. That's fine. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's great. Well, it is private property, right? An immunologist, Dr. Todd Brusco, said it is foolish and selfish not to wear face coverings. But we got a lot of immunologists and a lot of physicians who say just the opposite. Who are you going to believe? Oh, well, we've got one doctor over here. We're going to hold him up. And if we got five doctors over here, we don't even have to count the number of doctors on each side. That's not the way you determine science, is it? Science and medicine has always been advanced by debating the merits of this and doing experiments. I'm more than willing to be an experimental subject on not wearing a mask. They're calling for people to sign up to be infected with COVID-19 as part of their vaccine trials, they're saying. Well, we got to have 30,000 people. They're going to shoot up. And then we're going to expose them to COVID-19, they say. I don't know if they're going to do that much testing or not. But if it was that deadly, you wouldn't be able to do it. They couldn't do that with Ebola. They said, we can't expose people to Ebola to test our drug. That'd be against the law, and it should be against the law. It's against the Nuremberg Code. You can't have people volunteer for something that'll kill them. So obviously COVID-19, by their own admission, is not that deadly. Look, I, I volunteer to be a test subject for no masks and no vaccines. How about that? Am I allowed to do that? If these people can sign up to be injected and exposed, can I sign up to say I'm not going to do any of that? Yeah, we don't measure science by how many people we've got on each side of the argument. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the constitutional aspects of this, and we're going to talk about Joe Biden. We're going to talk about tracking, and we've got an update on the Marxist mob and that situation with the lawyers in St. Louis. Very interesting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we have the so-called public health experts. Well, who qualifies as a public health expert? Well, that's somebody who says what the government wants them to say, isn't it? I mean, we're not going to debate the science of this, right? And the media, just like WFLA in Florida, in defense of the politicians who are trying to force face masks on you, say, well, we found an immunologist over here who says, yeah, you should wear one of these. Well, we got a lot of immunologists who say no. As a matter of fact, we've got the New England Journal of Medicine. How about that? That's a pretty well-respected source of information. May 21st of this year. Said this, we know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Public health authorities define a significant exposure to COVID-19 as face-to-face contact within 6 feet of a patient with symptomatic COVID-19 that is sustained for at least a few minutes. And some say more than 10 minutes or even 30 minutes. You see that? All this freak out. Get away from me. Get away. You're closer than 6 feet. And you have to stay 6 feet apart so that they can get you accustomed to doing that so they can get good biometric pictures of you. That's really it, I think. Nevertheless, it's a lot of superstition, a lot of cootie science. Don't touch me. You got cooties, I think. I don't even know if you're sick. But you have to be symptomatic. They say you got to be close, got to be exposed for 10 minutes or even 30 minutes, says the New England Journal of Medicine. But they can go out. The press will go out and find. They'll call up, go through the phone book, looking at doctors, looking at immunologists or what. What's this guy? Does he support what the government wants? Oh yeah, let's go with him. He's going to be our expert. These people have written the story before they put it out there. They don't want you thinking critically. This is nothing but push propaganda. And I want to get into the legal aspects of this, but I just cannot leave the superstition alone. This is superstition and fear, gaslighting. And they go on to say in the New England Journal of Medicine, the chances of catching COVID-19 from a passing interaction in a public space is therefore minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. That's right. Don't step on a crack. You'll break your mother's back. And all these other things. Don't walk under a ladder. Wear a mask. All these different things. I mean, there's a better case for not walking under a ladder. You know, you might have something fall on you. You might knock it over and have something fall on you. I can make a better case for not walking under a ladder than I can for being forced to wear a mask. And the absurdity of all this stuff. We've had many scientists who actually went in and did measure. I can't find any traces of this anywhere at all.
And it doesn't persist on surfaces, especially outside surfaces. But we got to keep people away from being outside because we don't want them getting any vitamin D. And now you've got people who are going that they're selling a device to go through and decontaminate a plane. I showed that picture yesterday. We had the clip. And they've got like a beverage cart that goes down. And in only 10 minutes, they can decontaminate the plane because of UV. Guess what? Sunlight has. It's got UV. You know, sunlight's going to kill them. Decompose. The virus is not alive. But it's going to decompose it. It's going to help you to generate vitamin D, which is a hormone, but it's sunlight that helps you do that. So, you know, keep people masked up where they can't breathe, keep them in the dark, psychologically injure them. And again, you know, the N95 mask, 95% of the particles that are 0.1 microns and so forth. Well, guess what? The COVID virus particles are smaller than that. That's why when you got that picture we showed yesterday, the person with the mesh mask going in, I mean, that's really what we're talking about, especially when we're talking about these cloth masks, which were always around. Why didn't they tell us to wear cloth masks back then? But let's talk about the legal aspects of this. The court case in Hillsborough County, and Ron DeSantis is saying, the governor of Florida, say, yes, localities are doing that, and, you know, they can use the force of law to do this and so forth. And certainly on private property, there's the mesh mask guy. But certainly on private property, we can enforce this. And that's the way it's all going to be enforced, folks. As I was just saying with Eric Peters, they're going to, it's one of the reasons why they're putting everybody out of business. You're not going to have a job unless you're working for a big corporation. Most of the people are going to be unemployed. We've already got 50% unemployment. That's what they were saying they were going to do with artificial intelligence and robotics. They've just now found a way to do it that hopefully people are not going to bring the guillotines out. And yet, as I pointed out yesterday, you know, that was what Mike Bloomberg said. He's running for office. He said, you know, we had the agrarian, that we trashed the farmers. Oh, anybody can do that. And anybody can do industrial jobs and so forth. But now we're the smart people. We've got computers. We've got artificial intelligence. We've got robotics. We're focused on taking away people's jobs. Now we got to figure out how to keep them from being so angry that they come at us with guillotines. That's what he said. And so I thought it was kind of funny that you had a bunch of protesters, Marxist protesters, who showed up in front of Jeff Bezos's house with a fake guillotine. Maybe they didn't get their stimulus check, just like all these small business owners who are now out of business. You know, I reported yesterday that overall, Yelp has said 41% of their of the companies that were on Yelp have closed now permanently. And it's up to 53% of restaurants. And so you're going to have a few major corporations that are going to toe the line for the government. They're going to enforce these regulations just like you've had the social media companies enforce censorship for the government. That's always been the way that it is run out. And it's always been people like the mainstream media. As I said, you know, third party and independent candidates jump through all the extra hoops to get on the ballot that the Republicans and Democrats never had to do. And so then when they get to the debate, oh, we can't have three candidates here. We're the people, the private organization that's running the debate, just like you've got a private organization that runs the presidential debates. And we're not going to allow you to come in here because we've got our standards. They got their standards, and we know exactly why they were doing it. We know why the censorship is being done on the internet as well. Judge Napolitano weighs in on the legal issue of whether or not government has the authority, the legal authority, to mandate mask wearing. And here's what Judge Napolitano said. He said, well, we got something called the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, right? And it reserves the matters of public health and safety to the states, So he says that clearly not the case for the federal government to be involved in this. They're not charged with public health or with public safety, which, by the way, I will go where Judge Napolitano fears to tread. And I will say, therefore, there is no authority for the FDA or the DEA to exist, right? You know, the war on drugs, you know, prohibiting anything that they haven't told us we could have. That's the whole purpose. I mean, the FDA and the DEA, they both have the same basic philosophy. You can't have anything unless I tell you you can have it. Everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the DEA and the FDA. It doesn't matter if you're dying. You can't try a test drug because the FDA will say, no, no, we're going to tell you whether or not you can have that. We're going to tell you whether or not you can have vaping. We're going to tell you whether or not you can use your own stem cells. We got all kinds of things that we're going to tell you. And they're always expanding their authority in defiance of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And again, because we had the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, we had to have, for alcohol prohibition, the 18th and the 21st Amendment. Very easy to remember. Just remember 18 and 21, the drinking ages, right? At 18, they said, the 18th Amendment, they said, you can't have alcohol. And then with the 21st Amendment, they said, well, you know, we made a really bad mistake. We created organized crime. We got Al Capone and his rival gangs shooting each other in the streets of Chicago, like people are shooting each other in the streets of Chicago today. And we've had the corruption of law enforcement, the destruction of the rule of law, but not to the extent they tried to destroy the Constitution, like we did in this country when Richard Nixon enacted the UN's war on drug. And it was the UN's war on drug. They had it all laid out there. And when we look at what is going on here, Judge Napolitano is exactly right. That's why when they laid this out, they did the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. They laid out the plan for it a few months before they pulled 9/11. And then after 9/11, they said, you know, you could have somebody they flew these guys out of caves, flew planes, two planes, and we had three buildings collapse right in their footprint. And they could do that with a disease. And now we've seen that. We've seen the equivalent of three buildings falling into their footprint with just two planes.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about Joe Biden and about Tammy Duckworth. You've seen her name mentioned over and over and over again. Almost as much as Fauci's The Sage. Everything. Duckworth. Right? So we'll talk about where she's coming from, her background, and so forth. Do a little bit of vetting on that. Because, you know, if Joe Biden wins, whoever the vice presidential candidate is going to be the president in a short period of time. We all know that, right? Before we do, real quickly, I want to just finish up on this legal aspect of this. Judge Napolitano, again, saying the federal government does not have the authority to mandate masks anywhere in the country. And then he comes back and he says, well, let me modify that slightly. The federal government could compel wearing masks on federal property. What is federal property? As he points out, a military facility, the post office, government buildings, that type of thing. You know, the government, federal government does not have the constitutional authority to own 80% of the land in Nevada, for example. That was what the Bundy Ranch standoff was all about. That's not what the mainstream media told you. That's what I was telling you when I was there, why I went there. That's supposed to be turned over to individuals. Forts, ports, the post office. And that's it. District of Columbia. But anyway, getting back to what they can and cannot do. He says, while the power of the purse could convince states to agree to a federal government wish. That's right. That's the way they do it. They do it by bribes and by propaganda. Napolitano said the states themselves would have limited power in that area. So even the states would have limited power. That brings us to whether or not the states even have the authority to do that. Again, you know, the federal government doesn't have any authority to mess with our health, even though they are using Fauci, even though they have the FDA and the DEA. There's no constitutional authority for either of those bureaucracies, and there's no constitutional authority for Fauci to do it. That's why President Fauci doesn't call it an executive order. President Fauci calls it a guideline and recommendation. Because they're just giving you guidelines and recommendations. They set this all in motion just before September 11th, they created the rules for that, just like the UN created the rules for the war on drugs and sent it out to the various states, sovereign nations that created the United Nations. And we had our government say, yeah, that's right, we'll enact that, and we'll create the DEA and so forth. And then when they were preparing for this tyranny 20 years ago, they set up the regulations, they sent it out to state governments, and you had about 30-some-odd states do 40-some-odd laws to support exactly what you see happening today with a lockdown. It was pushed by the federal government in wake of 9/11. They had already set it up before 9/11. Anyway, he goes, that brings us to whether or not the states have the authority to force people to wear a mask. And he goes, the answer again is no. If a person is known to be contagious, the state could require that person to be quarantined or to wear a mask. But anything short of that, the state cannot interfere with that person's freedom of movement or their freedom to wear or not to wear a mask. So the government's authority is really rather limited here, no matter how aggressive the pandemic may become. You understand? If we paid any attention to the law, if we cared anything about the Constitution or individual liberty, we'd say, as many people have said over and over again, I've said it myself on social media, locking up sick people is called quarantine. Locking up healthy people, that's called tyranny. And we're suffering under tyranny now. And the next step, after they've got everybody gaslighted, scared to death, bankrupted, the next step is going to be to say that you must prove that you are sick. Ah, understand? Yeah, you got to prove that you're innocent before you can come out. Otherwise, we'll treat you as guilty and we'll lock you down. The good news is that we've got some people in Washington State. The governor there, Jay Inslee, was forced to move his press conference inside the building because there were hecklers outside saying, chanting, "We will not comply, we are not sheep," and so forth. I support that. And we're going to talk about what happened in more detail now, because more information is out about these lawyers that the social media mob went crazy about attacking them. Standing out, he had a AR-15. She had a pistol. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. New information has come out about that. But you have a right to protest. You really do. You don't have a right to threaten people. But these protesters are not threatening the governor. They were peacefully assembling. And they were redressing their grievances, no matter how loudly they were doing it. You know, there's nothing about a decibel meter in the Constitution. And so he had to go inside. Also, we've had anti-mask rallies to protest the mandates in Scottsdale, Arizona, and other places. But let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, Joe Biden is, he's told us that he's going to enforce masks if he becomes president. Now, think about that. Joe Biden would not become president until January of 2021. And you also had Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats say that as well. Do you think that maybe they're expecting that this isn't going to be finished by January 2021? How do they know that? Are they doctors? How do they know that we're still going to have a COVID-19 around? I mean, Fauci can't even know that, right? Nobody can know that. Oh, but they're certain it's going to be here. And they're right, because it's all political. It's all political. That tells you everything you need to know about it being political. Let's get video clip number 5 ready. Biden got caught. He said, as he was doing one of his call and question things, he got caught. He says, who am I supposed to go to next? Gateway Pundit's take on that is this a puppet show? Does this indicate that everything is being fed to him? You know, quite frankly, they did that with Hillary Clinton. She was getting fed the questions from CNN for the town halls. They gave her the questions in advance, so she was prepared. I guess they even they're carefully keeping track of the different callers and the questioners for Joe Biden. But then there was this video. When I showed Joe Biden stumbling around in his basement press conference, I said, that's got to be really difficult for the person who's doing the sign language, because they always have a person doing the sign language over in the corner. And Eric Trump put out on Facebook, the president's son, put out a thing on Facebook, said, this is a really hard day for this person. And as Joe Biden stumbling around, can't find a handle on a phrase to save his life. And up in the corner, we're going to play this video for you. I'm just describing it in advance for the people who are listening on radio or podcast. Up in the corner, there's a woman doing sign language. She's kind of doesn't know what to do, and after a while, she just kind of puts her hands over to the side. Let's play that clip. Video clip number 5 is about 20 seconds.
I'm going to try to say this politely. Is to lower the rhetoric based on division. Stop appealing to...
She's just kind of holding her hands up. Holding her hands. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And as more tapes come out about the Biden-Ukraine corruption, the Washington Post is doing damage control for him. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tammy Duckworth, the person that everybody in the mainstream media is pushing as his VP. They say it's a no-brainer. And, of course, Joe needs a no-brainer pick, doesn't he? We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray.
Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Biden. Jill Biden, who has been propping up her husband. if she cared for her husband, I think she would let him gracefully step aside. We've seen the uncomfortable pictures of Joe Biden sucking on her fingers and so forth as she's speaking from the podium. But Jill Biden is now predicting a lot of Republicans will vote for her husband. Oh, do you think so? Really?
Because, you know, Joe Biden says, well, he wants to get rid of Confederate statues, but he wants to keep Washington and Jefferson statues there. Well, that's what he says this week. We'll see what happens next week. I mean, seriously, you understand by now, everybody does, except for Joe Biden, and maybe the people who are going to support him. But, of course, they don't really care about that. They'll support him. Many Democrats have gone on record saying they support him, even though they think that he sexually assaulted the woman who accused him, whether or not he did or not. The simple fact of the matter is that these Democrats said, well, I believe her, but I'm going to vote for him anyway. And, of course, we've seen that before. We've seen the mob, the feminist mob, who came after Clarence Thomas, including Anita Hill herself, supporting Bill Clinton after there were very serious and credible charges from many, many different women about violent sexual assault and rape. And Anita Hill, who said, well, you know, Clarence Thomas made some inappropriate remarks to me when we were alone and nobody else saw it. There's a he said, she said. And all the feminists jumped in behind her and all these same feminists jumped in on the side of Bill Clinton. Yeah. As he was saying, he's going to get rid of he'll be the one who decides which monuments will be removed. But for right now, Joe Biden says he wants to keep Washington and Jefferson. And, of course, he's not there with the rest of the party, but the rest of the party is now getting on board, taking down the, Mount Rushmore monuments and so forth. I mean, it's just the pandering will never stop, of course. And President Trump realizes that. He tweeted out today, said, I'll even veto the defense authorization bill. If Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas of all people, if her amendment, which will lead to the renaming, along with a lot of other bad things, of Fort Bragg, Fort Robert E. Lee, and many other military bases from which we won two world wars, is in the bill. So what he's saying is, if you put something in the bill that's even going to rename these military bases, I'm not going to sign the defense authorization bill. But let's take a look at the running mate, because this is a very key issue. You know, when we see that 40% of the voters believe that Joe Biden has dementia, when 20% of Democrats believe that he's got dementia, the person that he's going to pick as vice president is most likely going to finish out his term. Most likely might do most of his term, quite frankly, if he gets elected. And as he is saying, that H-1B foreign workers built this country. Yeah, he did. And so the people coming in on these H-1B visas have built this country. The H-1B visas built this country, asked the policy director at Numbers USA. So the country didn't exist before 1998? That's when we began this program that has turned over so many jobs that would have gone to Americans. And we're talking about engineering jobs, and we're also talking about what happened with Disney, where the American workers had to train their replacements from India. Why? Because, not because they spoke better English, but simply because they were cheaper labor. And that's what the big corporations are doing. They demand that. And, of course, it's not just Joe Biden. It's many in the Republican Party, like Lindsey Graham, that are demanding that we bring in cheap labor for the Republicans. That's what's kept our border open, frankly. But when we look at the immigration issue, for example, Tammy Duckworth, she has an Asian mother. She has an American dad who was in the military. And when he got out of the military, he went to work for an organization, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. And when he was in that organization with the UN, they were given a lot of money by George Soros for open borders. I mean, that's exactly where he spent all of his time. Where do you think Tammy Duckworth is going to be? When Joe Biden is touting the benefits of open borders, and of course, you know, nobody in the Democrat Party wants to do anything to restrict immigration in any way, shape, or form. We're not just talking about legal immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration. And Tammy Duckworth, whose father, you know, she follows in her father's footsteps. You know, he was a military man. She joined the military. She lost both legs in a helicopter crash in the Iraq War and had her arm seriously damaged. But, you know, being in the military, being a war hero does not qualify you for the job, quite frankly. You know, we saw the same thing from John McCain, right? Did that qualify him for being president. Now, I don't know where she stands on any of the other foreign policy issues, but you ought to be very concerned about the fact that her military father that she looks up to spent the rest of his life after he got out of the military working for the UN to push this program of open borders. We look at the UN High Commission for Refugees, and of course they're saying, well, we've got to bring in people because they're refugees, and the people that they decide to bring in as refugees are typically not going to include people from, you know, Hong Kong, someplace where they would be anti-communist. It's not going to include Christians. It'll include people that they believe will be useful for their agenda to divide and to create a civil war. But if you look at the press conference that was done just a couple of years ago, you know, George Soros invested $500 million into this UN program for refugees. And the focus was on how the UN was going to empower non-governmental organizations, NGOs, like George Soros' Open Society and many others. You know, we're going to help private citizens, they said. We're going to have three primary objectives, said the UN agency that Tammy Duckworth's father worked for. We're going to contribute to enhanced responsibility sharing by private sponsorship. We're going to encourage the expansion of resettlement and build the capacity so that private citizens can launch private sponsorship programs. This seems like this is all just written for George Soros, isn't it? Three, provide a vehicle that mobilizes citizens in direct support of refugees, encourages a broader political debate to support all of this. So all of this is private, private, private. You're going to use NGOs. And then right at the same time, you have Soros kicking in $500 million announced against the backdrop of the ongoing UN summit in New York. This is back in September 2016 to harness the power of the private sector for public good. Yeah. We will invest in startups, established companies, social impact initiatives, says Soros, and businesses started by migrants and refugees. These investments of $500 million are intended to be successful, but our primary focus is to create products and services that truly benefit migrants and the host community. So this is kind of a little bit of a vetting that you're probably not going to hear from the mainstream media, because, of course, the mainstream media supports unrestricted immigration. Let's take a quick look at what is going on with the Marxist mob as well. You know, we've seen a bit of a change in Seattle after the mayor had these Marxist protesters show up at her house. Oh, she was very upset about that. After that happened, she decided that she would put concrete barriers around around Chazistan. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin sent heavy machinery to remove concrete barriers around the CHOP autonomous zone and called for a probe of the council member who sent them there and showed up at her house. This is a council member who is essentially a Marxist, Kashwama Sawant, a member of the Socialist Alternative, a national political party, as a matter of fact. And the Seattle mayor was very upset about this. Seattle can and should peacefully demonstrate, but should not put families and children at risk, meaning her family and her children. Oh, the other people that were already in that area, they got taken over. That's okay. She says, instead of working to make true change, this council member, Sawant, continues to choose political stunts. I thought this was all about political stunts. Tonight, she did so without regard for the safety of the mayor and her family. She was the one who was leading that attack. When we come back, we're going to talk about the lawyers in St. Louis and show you some new pictures you haven't seen before.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020, for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers. But I thank the listeners of this broadcast. I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In the last segment of the show here, I want to talk a little bit about the violence that we've seen. I mentioned just before we went to break how the Seattle mayor had a change of heart. She thought it was just a big street party, remember? Oh, it's just a lark. Was everything. And then the mob showed up at her house. Oh, well, that's different. This Marxist councilwoman, a Socialist Workers Party or whatever, Socialist Alliance, I think is what it was. It's a political party. And, you know, she was saying that, what happened is, you know, he had a shootout, the latest one in Western Chazistan. she said it highlights capitalism's brutality. There you go. Council member Kashwama Sawant, Socialist Alternative. She said, while we await details of this tragic killing, it highlights capitalism's brutality and endemic violence. Kind of reminds me of Monty Python's Holy Grail, right? You have King Arthur show up with his coconuts. Actually, he didn't. He had a guy there that made the sound of horses trotting, right, with the coconuts. And he gets involved in a discussion with these guys. And they say, we're not under you. We're an autonomous collective, you know, kind of like Chazistan. And then he goes, stand up when I'm talking to you. He goes, look, help, I'm being repressed.
can see the violence inherent in the system. Well, these people in Kazakhstan, this autonomous collective, they're about to see the violence inherent in the system, you can bet, because they've had about enough of it. Once the violence gets directed at the mayor, then she gets serious about that. And, of course, we've had a lot of violence that's been happening lately. We've had, you see at Infowars.com, a story about the, this is in Utah, a Black Lives Marxist Antifa rioter shoots into a truck with a pistol. Shocking video out of Utah shows a Black Lives Marxist radical firing a pistol into an SUV attempting to get through the mob that was blocking the road. The SUV suddenly accelerated, tossing several extremists aside as it zoomed across the intersection and sped away. However, if you slow this down, you see that this person shot into the car before they zoomed away. And we had similar footage of a police vehicle. the police vehicle turns on the lights and is honking the horn and everything. These people are jumping on the car, beating the police car and so forth. And then he speeds away, to much to their surprise, with no deference to the people who were trying to break into his car. And as he got away, they showed that they had busted out the back window. You do have a right to protect your life. Zoomed in and slowed down, the video clearly shows rioters pulling a gun and shooting into the truck before it attempts to escape. And the driver, who is in his 60s, was shot, taken to a local hospital, underwent surgery, non-life-threatening injuries, fortunately enough. And, of course, the guy who shot him, dressed in black, wearing a mask, you know, not the Fauci mask, but the Antifa mask and so forth. We've also had in Northeast Philadelphia an arson suspect accidentally set himself on fire outside the house that he was trying to burn down. Yeah, it's kind of like that video clip we saw, the guy trying to climb up on top of a statue. I think it was in London. It's a pretty high statue. He nearly gets up to the pedestal and then loses it, falls, unfortunately, to the concrete below head first. A little bit of Schadenfreude there. But yeah, this guy is trying to burn down a home and he sets himself on fire instead. Which brings us to the situation of the St. Louis lawyers. I thought it was kind of funny. My only comment about it when I looked at it was, it's like, okay, well, these are lawyers. They typically don't use guns to defend themselves. They typically use pens. And they can be much more deadly with a pen than with a gun. Because you look at the way the guy is holding the gun. I said, it looks like he's never held this before. He might be left-handed. But he was still, you know, at one point in time, he's just holding it by the end, and the wife is just waving the muzzle around kind of indiscriminately. And I said, you know, you might want to get some legal advice about muzzle control and other things like that. And really, everybody should be thinking about this. And that's why it's a good point for us to come back and take a look at this in a little bit more detail. Because they went on with Tucker Carlson, and he told his side of the story, and more pictures have come out about that. And, of course, it's been politicized by a lot of different people. You saw only the perspective of the mob that was there at the time. But I mentioned this, and I mentioned the odd way in which they were handling the guns, looking like they had just recently purchased them, had not taken any classes on it, had not done anything in terms of learning how to use these things. And that's a real key thing. You know, we're in a situation now where anybody could be in that. Just like we talked about the guy in Utah. All of a sudden you're driving down a road and the road is blocked by people. They start to attack your car. You're trying to get out of there. And I've talked about this in the past. Take a look. You can go on YouTube and you can see people talking about the legal issues involved here. At what point are you going to be able to defend yourself, defend your property, and so forth? You can't run over people just to keep them from damaging your car. If they are breaking through the windows, however, you have a reasonable expectation your life is in danger. You have a legal right to defend yourself. And, of course, there's always the expression, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. In other words, if your life is really in danger and you judge it to be in danger, go ahead and do what you think you need to do to defend yourself. And then you can defend yourself in court later if necessary. That's always the rule. But there's other things to keep in mind because you don't want to have that kind of legal hassle. And, you know, waving a gun around indiscriminately, pointing it at people, that can get you in a lot of legal trouble. It remains to be seen whether that's going to happen with these people. A St. Louis circuit attorney is now looking at that and considering it. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of political considerations based on this as well. But he was on the Tucker Carlson show, and I want you to hear what he had to say and see the pictures of this, because when you look at this and the pictures that they showed of the gate, this is a gated area. And this mob broke down that gate. One side of the gate is broken open, and one side is just twisted metal. And the entire property in that neighborhood, all the property there is private, including the streets, including the sidewalks, according to the couple's attorney. And so they were on their property, and they had violently broken down the gate. And then let's go to video clip number one, and this is his side of the story. Video clip number one.
Describe for us, if you would, why you believed you and your wife were threatened by these 300 people in your yard.
Well, Tucker, you've got to understand, my house sits right on the edge of a road called King's Highway, and our private place is Portland Place. Where my wife and I were preparing to have dinner, maybe 70 feet from the gate. By the time we looked up and we saw the marchers coming down King's Highway and getting loud, we looked over at the gate, and there's no police there. Our private security wasn't there. Nobody was there. And I look over at my wife, and I see all these people outside the gate. And then the gate bursts open. People start coming in. And then a flood of people start coming in. They're angry. They're screaming. They've got spittle coming out of their mouth. They're coming towards the house. And, you know, on June the 2nd of this year, the protests in downtown St. Louis went violent instantly. People, the looting and violence and rioting. I watched on live TV the 7-Eleven in downtown St. Louis from the moment the first window was broken throughout the looting process till the fire was started and then till the fire fully engaged the building, and nobody came that entire time. I looked over at my wife and I said, oh my God, we're absolutely alone. There's nobody here to protect us but us. That is the same night retired police captain David Doran was murdered. When I saw that mob come through the gate with their rage and their anger, I thought that we would be overrun in a second. By the time I was out there with my rifle, the people were 20 or 30 feet from my front wall. I've got a low wall that separates the house from my front yard.
All right, let's hold it right there because we're running out of time. I think he had a legitimate case to defend himself. You can, you know, make sure that you're trained, make sure you understand the circumstances, but he had the right. They were on his property. They'd broken down the gate. And I was very disappointed to see the Libertarian Party chair jump in and defend these Marxists who were, first of all, had no respect for private property, joining in with the people who have no respect for the Second Amendment, and obviously doesn't understand the non-aggression principle. Oh, that's right. They purged that out of the Libertarian Party last time, right? The fact that you have a right to defend yourself, but you're not going to initiate something. These other people had initiated getting on his property and threatening him, you know, not aggressing against another person's or another person's property. And yet this is nothing new. You know, this guy said, well, this appears to be a Class D felony, knowingly exhibiting in the presence of one or more persons a weapon. Come on. This is the Libertarian Party today? Yeah, it's become a political hack group, quite frankly. Like I said the other day, they accepted John Bolton. They said, well, you know, hey, we got our differences, and it's an election year, and he doesn't like Trump or Biden, so he's good with us. Folks, take a look at the products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our 4th of July super special, up to 60% off new products each day. Today's new product is Lung Cleanse, 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, many, many other products.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.